Welcome to Smart Marketing. Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you work smarter, outsmart, outthink, outmaneuver, and do it all without spending your competition. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am your host. I am also CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we have a lot of things that we try to offer on this show, guests from time to time, a whole range of topics that you folks have asked us to look into. We try to force people to think not only outside the box, but think with common sense, think about all the various elements that make up the marketing mosaic, marketing tapestry that is so important in a small business. And in particular, it is such a highly competitive marketplace today. There is so much communication clutter. The question is, how do you stand out? And we're going to approach some of the mistakes that we all make. And I'm one who's an expert in having made some of those mistakes. And we're going to take a look at it. But there's a few other things that we have going that we suggest that you participate with. Go to our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. And it's that latter that we want you to be, is fearless. Because as I've often talked about, one of the problems today is people tend to be mimic marketers. They tend to replicate, duplicate, imitate rather than originate. And that's one of the things that is so key to being different. In addition to our LinkedIn groups, we have our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. We also have our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, in which you can go up and take a look at our advisory services. We have an interesting program called Advisory Time Blocks for people who would like help on management, marketing issues and concerns, but don't want to get into a retainer relationship. We also offer a unique coaching service. And if you'd like to know more about that, is connect with me at our email address, marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. We also want to hear from you as to topics you would like us to cover, things we've covered in the past that you'd like to see more of or less of, whatever is your choosing. But we are anxious to make this show your show. And we've been doing this for several years now because the key to it is fulfilling your needs, whatever they may be. So, you know, don't hesitate to reach out and tell us what you'd like us to encompass. And if you are an expert in an area or have had experiences in an area that you think would be of interest to other people, contact me. Go to marketingsmartly@AOL.com and say, Les, I'd be a tremendous guest on your show. And here is why. And who knows? We might be able to arrange that. We probably will be able to arrange that. So there's a lot to be considered. Oh, one other thing. Should you have a need for taking this subject of smart marketing and utilizing it in a way to benefit your business, I am more than pleased to be available for speaking engagements, seminars, webinars, workshops. Again, all you have to do is reach out and say, Les, I'd like to talk to you about a few things, and send it to me at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. And within 24 to 48 hours, I will be back to you. All right, what we're going to talk about tonight are mistakes. We all make them. And one of the things that we want to talk about tonight is what mistakes are typical of small businesses that we can in some way help people avoid. And one of the ways I do this is not just from my own background and experience. I go out, I talk to people, I read articles that others have written because nobody has a monopoly on smarts. In fact, one of the quotes, and you know I love quotations if you've listened to the show before, is none of us are as smart as all of us. And we are always looking for people who can add to the intelligence that this show offers to its listeners. So, you know, we are always looking for subjects that we think might be help. And as I said, we go out and we look at other articles and publications and things that have encompassed that. So one of the things I want to talk about tonight, as I said earlier, is mistakes, are small business marketing mistakes. And, you know, how do you avoid mistakes? I mean, we all make them. You know, small business owners, and many of us are self-employed. We can improve our marketing success if we can avoid what some people would call our self-sabotaging efforts in our business. So let's take a look at this. Get your notepad out or your iPad out and start taking some notes. I had to sip that iced cold tea. All right, mistake number one. This we've all been guilty of. Sinking a small fortune into an unproven product or service. Now, as entrepreneurs, we get emotionally involved, in a sense, fall in love with the product or service that we want to offer. But sometimes, you know, the key is, do we determine if there's a real market before we throw a fistful of money into that venture? You know, if you, your family, your relatives, your neighbors, you know, think you got a winning idea, you know, that's simply not enough. You want to have qualified input before you run to the bank and drain your savings account. So, in a sense, there are ways to avoid this mistake. One of it is doing research, is basically taking the time to look at what you're doing and saying, hey, is this something that research says to me there is a market for? I think those of you who are regular listeners have heard me talk about Wolf's principle of business opportunity, or rule of business opportunity. And for those of you who haven't, I will just repeat it. Now, basically, every business in every category tends to operate the same as everyone else in that category until someone examines it with a magnifying glass and looks at the similarities and the sameness factors. And when they take the time to do that, they will always find overlooked, untapped, unfulfilled opportunities. You know, we don't rush into things. We, you know, conduct our homework. We try and figure out, you know, is this good? And then when we have what we think is good, we need to look at how we can test it in the real marketplace, you know? You know, because one of the mistakes, another mistake we make is, and this has to do somewhat with our ego, you know, if we believe that if you build it, they will come. Well, there are very few things that practically sell themselves. If you're giving away money, that works, but you're not selling it, you're giving it away. You know, the reality is there is no product or service that will practically sell itself. It doesn't happen. I mean, trust me, it doesn't exist. You know, there's a kind of a misconception among small business owners that with the right product or service, your customers will find you. Well, lots of luck. You know, the key to it is whether you have a physical storefront, you know, in a high traffic location or a pleasing online website offering easy access to your, quote, hot products and services. Your customers will not find you if you do not reach out and find them. Now, you need to basically, you need to market to them. You know, the day, what's the way, best way I can phrase this? I think the day you open your business is the day you have to put on your marketer's hat and never, ever take it off. You must constantly move product or schedule service time. You must constantly look at ways that you can profit. You know, and to profit, what do you have to do? You have to sell. And to sell, you must market. So the good news is that with a marketing strategy, you take the control out of your potential customers' hands and put it in your own. You know, if you have a product or service that will practically sell itself, then your marketing will be easy. But just remember, the job must still be done. Now, and how do you avoid this mistake? As I said earlier, you define a niche market. And what they call the USP, Ted Bates Advertising years ago, decades ago, came up with this, the unique selling proposition. It is the differentiation that sets you aside from your competition, and that is key. You know, what makes you different than everyone else? And that is just so important. You know, and then when you have that in mind, you can develop a marketing strategy, a plan to reach your niche market within, you know, with your USP message. All right, let's take a look at another mistake often made by small businesses. And some of these, by the way, are not just small business mistakes. Some of these are made by some large companies as well, as we well know, because there are some large corporations that are no longer around because they made these mistakes. All right. You try and to reinvent the wheel. You know, marketing... it's an old practice with some very basic principles. But, you know, I'm sure you've read many marketing information products that stress the importance of being innovative and creative. And I've talked about that all the time. You need to be innovative and creative with your marketing efforts. But you got to be careful, because it's easy to get caught up in the innovation process and forget that the real focus has to be on results. So how do you avoid this mistake? What do you do? Well, emulating success instead of trying to create something completely new. You know, note that, you know, I'm not saying copy what others are doing, because you've heard me talk about before this, the fact that people tend to mimic others. But look at the basic structure of a tactic, a campaign, an advertisement or event, and use the same formula as a basis for developing your own tactics. Realize great marketing ideas are used over and over again, but with the just the right twist to make them fit a specific business. You want to focus on results, and you don't want to choose imitation over innovation alone to create your own twist on a proven new technique. Now, you can look at things, as I said before, find untapped, overlooked opportunities, unfulfilled opportunities, and could be there. But at the same time, there is a mistake that all of us make, especially in the small business world, but it's taking an all too much time focused on preparing what you're going to do, and nothing gets done. You know, the fear of failure can be powerful. You know, it's so powerful that we do everything we can think to prevent it. But there comes a time when, you know, at which we're so busy preparing, organizing, researching to prevent failure that we never get around to actual marketing the business. Here's two things to remember. Activity is not productivity. And in order to sell a million of something, you have to sell the first one. Interesting idea, isn't that? You have to sell the first one. How do you avoid this mistake? Well, simply stated, do something. And if you believe in your business and you've done your homework, it's time to jump into the pool. Now, start small, track results, and build from there. Not being afraid to make a mistake, because mistakes are the entry to success. Now, as you've heard me use a quotation on experience, you know, experience is the hardest kind of teacher. It gives you the test first and the lesson afterwards. Well, that test sometimes considers mistakes, you know, but they are an entry to success. And at the very least, a failed program or promotion means you have successfully determined what doesn't work. And to learn what does not work is as valuable as getting you closer to discovering what will work. So don't be afraid. You fail a little. It'll make your eventual success even sweeter. All right. Let's take another look at things. Now, one of the things, and I've been in this business a long time. I don't even like to say how long, because people want to send me retirement home advertisements. But there was a time when I would see people running successful ad campaign and or promotional campaign or a general marketing campaign, and then that person decides it's an entirely new campaign, and I ask, you know, why? It's working, isn't it? And that person said, I'm bored. I'm bored with what we're doing. Well, if you have something that is successful, and unless you have money to toss away, boredom is not a reason for changing. And, you know, small business clients in particular have a tendency to switch promotions for boredom. That's detrimental to your business. Losing money is a reason. Boredom is not. And you can avoid this mistake by remembering what is old to you is new to an untapped target market. If you have a promotion that is consistently getting you results, stick with it until results show you it's time for a change. You can test programs and promotions and ideas, but you don't have to abandon the current one. You do something, you track the results, and you see how it's working out. You don't want to swap one program for another until it's been tested. You want to have insurance that it's going to succeed. And that is key. All right. How do you avoid the mistakes we've been talking about? And we're going to cover more tonight. Well, you need to get out there and think about what you're doing all the time. And look at, you know, things that, you know, people have a magic formula that they think are going to solve all your problems. One of those that I happen to be a big fan of is networking. But networking by itself is not enough. Because the key to when I go to a meeting or a meetup, I network with someone, I collect a card, they hear from me within 48 hours afterwards. I send them something I think might be beneficial or of interest to them from the conversation I had. I make little notes on their business cards. But that's a door opener. Then I have to follow through and keep that door open. So if you go to these meet and greet type setups, now you have to make sure that you take valuable time to develop valuable contacts for possible future ventures and promotion. But again, you have to look at where you network, how it benefits you, what you bring to the game. Is it the right audience? When you're at that right audience, are you presenting yourself in the right manner? Are you, one of the things I got into a discussion with some people the other day on networking, and there's a thing that I've often talked about by the initials WIIFM, what's in it for me. There's an art to asking questions to get someone's interest because people like to talk about themselves. And if you learn to ask the right questions in these networking events, you can start to identify who might be the right person, you know, for you to follow through with. but also the fact there's another formula that I use in networking, and that is the principal idea that I don't know who knows who unless I ask. So if I am looking to spread the word, I'm looking for somebody related to a particular venture, I make sure that I reach out to people networking by asking them questions, because what normally will happen when I talk to them about themselves, they will want to know more about what I am doing, and that gives me the opportunity to talk to them. You know, but networking is like any other marketing tactic. You know, you track the results by determining the time and cost to see if you're getting a payback. So one of the powerful things today are these meetup groups that don't cost you anything but your time, and time is valuable. And you don't go into these things ill-prepared. You prepare yourself. You have business cards. You have, as I suggested to someone the other day, is in addition to the business card, most business cards don't have a message on it as to what the person actually does. They just assume that people are going to look at the name of the company. Most names of companies don't tell a lot. But you have to have a tagline. And my business cards, I also have not only a tagline, but on the back of my card is Four Principles of Smart Marketing, which is my business philosophy. So it gives people insight into my thinking. It's unusual for people to do that, but it works. And one of the points that we've talked about in the past often is the key of don't do what your competitors do unless there's a way that you can enhance it. You know, it's important to be aware of what your competitors are offering it, but don't let it dictate the strategy you use for your own business. If your competitor wants to be the low-price leader, let them. Don't try to become the lower price leader, because price alone isn't enough to build a business on. Now, it'll tend to lead you into financial problems because it's going to put you into an ugly price war, and you don't want to do that. All right? You know, if your competitor wants to tout low prices, then you focus on value. Bargain hunters don't necessarily want the lowest price. They want the best value. So you have to make what you offer something of value. Now, so you can avoid this mistake by finding, as I mentioned earlier, an unmet need or overlooked opportunity or want of your target market, and try to fill it to differentiate you from your competition. Now, when you give customers a reason to choose you over their your competition, you are helping them make a purchasing decision. That's why you need to define your USP, your unique selling proposition, and identify your niche market and get the word out to them. Now, the other thing is you don't want to try to be everything to everybody. You want to specify the market you want to go into. Like this radio show targets small businesses. And much of what I do in my advisory service business is I provide coaching, advisory services, creative tactics to businesses that are relatively small. And in my case, it tends to be anything from a one-person operation to something under 100 employees. And the key to it is it helps them get to be much more competitive. One of the problems I have found out there in the marketplace is people are so overloaded that they tend to react without thinking. And one of the things that you want to look at creating a niche market for yourself, something that's inclusive but not exclusive. You know, you think of your business as part of a person's support group. You know, it's logical to say everyone needs a support group, so my business should attract everyone. But, you know, will it? You need to understand the specific concerns, needs, and wants of your target audience. Then you make sure you're that business by targeting those niches. You know, because if you can target a market you can reach, or that you people can afford you, you're on target. But if you target a market you can't reach, or one that can't afford you, you're asking for trouble. Now, so you want to be, a niche market is great, it's smart, but you want to not have it so defined, so small, that limits your ability to succeed long term. So you want to keep that in mind. All right, another point is people tend to focus on acquiring new customers, and there's nothing wrong with that, but not at the neglect of current or previous customers. So the key to it is you service and you hold on to and you support and you build relationships with your customers, which in turn will open doors to you for other customers. But those are some of the things that you have to consider. All right, again, I'd like you to go back to the things I mentioned earlier about our LinkedIn groups. Look up Smart Marketing for Small Business. Creative Thinkers Forum is designed to help you think outside the box. Celebrities for Marketing is based on the fact that there are ways to use celebrities without having to go out and spend a fortune. And, of course, as I said earlier, fearless marketers are getting you to think in ways that you can outsmart without outspending your competition by being a little sharper in the way you look at your market and the marketplace. And, again, as I said, go to our website, Smart Marketing Group, our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, our email, contact me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. I mean, these are things that we're constantly looking for how we can help you improve your business by being a smarter marketer. So kind of wrap it up with a couple of thoughts that I want you to have in your mind. All right, let's take a look at having an open-minded attitude. Key. Very important. Think creatively. All right? Have courtesy when you treat people, whether it's employees, customers, vendors. That's unfortunately becoming a neglected practice today. But the power of courtesy is just incredible. And again, as I said, it's one of those things you look at what people aren't doing. Now, email is nice, but you'd be amazed the results you get with a handwritten note. Just blows people's minds away. And then, you know, in creativity, there's a thing called ideation. And if you think of these words, and I write them down before we run out of time here, adapt, modify, magnify or enlarge, minify or shrink, rearrange, reverse, combine. These are things that you can do that will help you develop a competitive edge in the marketplace, give you a little differentiation that sets you aside. And you need to be proactive with your customer service. Customer service today is getting to be a major problem. And anything you can do to help you stand out. I mean, one of the things that drives me nuts is voicemail. And even though you may not be in a position to have staff to answer the phone every time, you want to make your voicemail something that is easy for people to understand and doesn't drive them nuts where they're yelling at your computer. Now, you got to learn how to use this information. You got to learn what the leaders in the industry are doing. You need to know more about your customers' businesses. You know, and you should be reading to stay on top of what's happening in your industry. That's where trade publications are so valuable, and get involved with trade associations as well. All right, that's enough for now. I hope that it is some benefit to you. I would also appreciate if you would spread the word every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock East Coast time. That's Smart Marketing for Small Business is on Blog Talk Radio. It would be something and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So don't forget to email me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. God bless and have a successful time.